We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro now joined by the shrinking violet of the Eagles locker room, John Dorenbos. That's a camera. That's a microphone. Don't be shy, John.
Cool.
How was your summer, man?
Awesome. Awesome. You know, I got to spend time out in California with my grandparents and my family. It was cool, man. So dropped a few pounds. You know, in the off season.
How?
You know what? I get on a pretty disciplined regimen. So all I eat is raw vegetables. You know, asparagus. Yeah. It's disgusting. Broccoli, avocado, black beans, chicken.
All in the name of what?
Just
keeping your job.
In the name of glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you freaking out at all when the Eagles signed a rookie long snapper?
No. You know what? You know, they came and told me, and I was like, hey, I mean, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I figured out just don't worry about what you can't control, and you know, there's things that are going to happen in my career where I'm not going to be able to control. And if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. But, you know, I'm pretty confident in my ability. I'm confident in the shape I'm in right now. I'm confident in who I am as a player mentally and physically that, you know, when the time comes, hopefully there'll be work. But, like, I love being here. I don't let competition get me down. I don't care what they do because, you know, I'm going to do my job and, you know, may the best man win.
10th year in the NFL.
What?
John. It's amazing.
What?
Yes, sir. I'm
unreal,
talking 10
man.
Years, buddy.
Wow.
Double figures.
Wow. Yeah, this was huge. I mean, when I first got in the league, I was like, all right, let me just get 1 year.
Yeah.
Just one. And then I was like, let me get two. So to think 10 years. And what's funny is this year, I actually thought about when I was a rookie and playing with guys like Drew Bledsoe and Dave Moore and London Fletcher, the guys that have been around for a while.
Fletcher's still around.
Still
yeah.
around, yeah. That it's just I'm now that guy.
Yeah.
And it's
the old guy.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll take it,
the
man.
Wise guy.
The wise.
Here's what I don't get. And maybe you can help me. If you were running the league, how would you get the message across to players that it doesn't last forever, to save your money, to not be a fool, to conduct yourself in the right way off the field? Just you know, take advantage of this unbelievable opportunity.
You know, I think it starts with you know, a piece of advice somebody gave me when I was first getting in the league and getting into business is never become what you do, just be who you are. You know, so don't become the image of what you think is what
but
you do.
But they already are that image.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, like you said, it's not forever. So, you know, the NFL does a great job offering tons of programs, tons of internships, paid programs for players to get involved in things they like. You know, the Wharton School business is phenomenal. You got the Juilliard Music program, the Hollywood Boot Camp, which was cool. You got broadcasting camps. And also what's really cool is that if you play in the NFL, you can pretty much call anyone in your market. And they're going to call you back.
Yeah.
You're going to at least get a call back from somebody important in that business. So just call. Like, you know, when Thomas Tepe was here, he actually worked at a water ice place because he wanted to expand it and clean the store as he was playing. But he did it just to learn. So, you know, we have a great end to a lot of businesses. Take advantage of it. Don't worry about the money.
Yeah.
Don't worry about getting paid in the offseason. Just learn. See if that's what you want to get into so you can have that.
Yeah, I mean, that's great advice. Take advantage of the tools that the NFL provides. But more importantly than football, John, I got to say, your wife Julie won a Best of Philly for Skin Palette.
Man, how about that? Awesome.
This is the only reason I really wanted to be here today.
Awesome.
You got a wife who's a business person. That's great.
Yeah, you know, she started in finance. She's got a degree from Gettysburg. My wife's super well educated, and she got an airbrush.
Questionable
tan.
Taste in men, but otherwise,
it's very questionable. For all you football fans, my friends repeatedly tell me that I have outkicked my coverage.
Yes, so. Indeed. But good for you.
Yeah, so she got airbrushed for our wedding. She drove way too far to get it. She's like, hey, there's a market. And I was like, well, what do you want to do? And she's like, I can do this. So she saw a niche for women. She grew it up. They're in Rittenhouse at 126 South 19th Street.
The name of the company is Skin Palette.
Yeah, yep. And in the response that they get, as you know, they got Best in Philly.
Yeah.
And it's not just the products that they sell. It's, you know, they're genuine people that want to help, so – people go in there for advice, and they give honest answers about skincare, being anti-cancer and all that. So the red light therapy is unbelievable. The hydration station is great, and the airbrush tanning is what they're known for. So I'm super proud of her.
How's the Twitter world treating you?
For a long snapper. I've actually gotten long snappers hit me up. For a long snapper, I'm almost at 15,000 followers.
That's nice, man.
That's pretty legit.
I'm at 6,700, but who's counting? Woo! I just started in – when Woo! Did I start? Like March.
You know what? I think Jump. That after I'm on this show –
it'll go up to 14,100.
I think I should at least get seven more followers.
Keep bumping it up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Hey, all my Twitter followers out there, you want to follow
at Dave Spadaro. We follow each other, right?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I follow you.
Yeah, I follow you.
Jake's one of the rest of the 9-10. Bam!
how do you feel about the team, John?
I'm pumped. I mean, obviously everybody knows on
paper. Squared away here.
We look good. You know,
they're trying hard. They're not too much of big heads.
Now, you know what's funny is I get asked that all the time. So after, hey, how's it looking? Well, I'll be honest. I'm not even on the same practice field as most.
It's looking upside down to you.
Yeah, a lot of it looks upside down to me, and it's unbelievable. But you know, hearing guys in the locker room, guys are pumped. You know, it's coming together. We got a lot of talent on the team, and now it's time to bring it together. So you know, to me, it's the simple things. Do your job, do the fundamentals, stay healthy, put yourself in a position to do all three of those, and you're going to have success.
Your world is a little bit upside down with the addition of Matt McBrier, a new punter to snap to, and perhaps a new placeholder to snap to. Do you have a good relationship, good chemistry? Is everything working well with Matt?
Yeah, you know, I like Matt. I've known Matt for a number of years now. He's been in the league 8-9 years. Yeah. So, you know, pregame we always kind of talk to each other. And we all know each other. So we have our own little secret society of specialists.
I'm sure you do.
So a lot of people aren't aware of this, but
the cool guys.
There is a secret society of specialists. So, you know, maybe one day I'll tell you about it.
I think it's maybe the best job there is besides backup quarterback.
That's a pretty nice.
I mean, you get your rear end kicked a lot.
What, being a backup quarterback?
No, you.
Oh, well,
snap,
early in my career, but now I would like to think that I'm at a position that I can actually defend myself. And though I might be hitting, I try not to get my butt
kicked. How many tackles do you make in a year?
You know, it's really hard to count. I mean, that number gets really high very, very quickly.
What's your high, your total, your high
first
season?
My first year, I want to say I got 11.
Nice.
And that's a lot for a long
snap. Yeah.
But I was a terrible snapper.
Okay.
I could cover like nobody's business.
So the emphasis on get the snap right. A bonus if you get down the field and make a play.
Yeah, I mean, here it's snap, block, and then, you know, I got usually two linebackers on my left or right, and I usually try and free their guy off of them to get them down. Then I'll cover a lane. I'm going to make a tackle every play, but I cover a lane, try and get the guy to go left or right and get him to go horizontal.
Got it. Okay. How do you keep your speed?
Well, with this finely tuned athletic machine,
of course,
a lot of it's genetics.
Right.
Speed kills. Right. So I have no speed.
Raw vegetables.
Raw veggies. I admit, I'm not the fastest guy out there.
But you get down the field.
Yeah, you know, here's what I've learned. As I get older, I really feel the experience. Something clicks every year of my experience and what I've learned that makes me play faster.
Yeah.
And to me, I need to keep doing that because I understand that I'm pretty much a slow, pudgy white guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people just faster than I am. So I need to make it up in other areas, and I try and make up my speed in those other areas.
Well, you're doing a great job, John Dornbos. By the way, if you could just give me a little plug for Flight Night. It's Sunday, August 26th at Lincoln Financial Field. $12 a ticket. It's a good time.
Okay,
you really get into it with the
fans. So I got to do this plug.
Okay.
Join us for Flight Night, August 26th.
Yes, August 26th.
All right, let's start over. I'm John Dornbos. Join us for Flight Night, August 26th. Tickets are $12. It's going to be awesome. Not only are we practicing, the bowl hopefully will be filled up. There's going to be lots for the kids to do. There's going to be interaction. Who knows? Spudsy and I might get on a microphone. We might ask questions to players. I don't want to spoil the fun. There might be a dance competition. There's some guys on this thing that they think they are America's next top dancer. So
yes. We're
going to try and have fun. We're also going to get to business. You're going to see the players play. It's going to be a great time. We will see you at the link. August 26th.
Well done. Well done. All right. The last for an encore, or finale, rather. You got a little magic trick?
Oh, well, I just made this up in the wing.
Please. Hang on. Let's make sure we're on.
Now, we have some color contrast issues here, but I have
three pebbles.
Three rock. Hey, raise the camera up just to my hand. Hold on. We're going to get it up. Raise it up just a little bit so you can get. Oh, okay. And then we got to get. Okay. Oh. That's
good. You're giving it away.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So I've got three rocks, okay? Now, this is called the three-rock trick.
Okay.
Okay? Spudsy, I'm going to do this for you. So if I have one, two, and three, and I take a rock out, and I put it down here on the floor, how many does that leave in my hand?
Two.
No, it's a three-rock trick.
Oh,
so
that's
there's
so
three.
Cool.
Oh, hold on. You didn't know what to expect. I'm going to hit
I'm
you
I'm sitting
again.
Right next to you.
We're going to go one. We're going to go two.
Get on.
We're going to go three. I'm going to pull a rock out. I'm going to take the rock, and I'm going to set it on the floor. How many does that leave in my hand?
Two.
No, it's a three-rock trick, Spudsy. Look, I'll do it one more time. We have one, we have two, and we have three. Hopefully you can get this. I'm going to pull a rock out, Spudsy. I'm going to throw it over my shoulder. How many does that leave my hand?
Two.
Yes, you got it right. There is two rocks. That's the three-rock trick. Bam!
Well done. Everybody, John Dornbos, have a great season.
See you
at Flight
Night.
Camp. And what can I say? You're always welcome.
I love you, man.
John Dornbos on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Follow Spuds on Twitter.